With me in the studio, I have Troy Kazire, the Monsanto Learning Center Manager. Troy, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
You bet. Temperatures have been good and haven't gotten a whole lot of precipitation, which isn't, you know, great for farmers. But in your estimation, how's the winter gone so far as farming goes?
Oh, it hasn't been too bad. You know, like to see a little more snow, like to see a little more moisture out there. Well, I wouldn't like to see a little more snow, but it wouldn't hurt to get some more moisture out there. And again, I hate to say it, but it'd be nice to get some cold temperatures for a while to maybe kind of hammer on some of the insects that might be trying to overwinter out there. But overall hasn't been a bad winter. We've got some moisture out there, but like to be set up with a little bit more as we go into the spring.
Sure. We have Angie Peltier come in and kind of our bug expert that we bring in every now and then with the University of Illinois Extension, and she said the same thing. You know, we just need a really cold snap to get rid of these insects.
And unfortunately, it takes a pretty brutal cold snap to really have an effect on them. None of us really want to go through that. But just strictly from an agronomic point, it would certainly help the insect populations if we could do that.
And a little bit more precipitation would be nice as well going into the planting season.
It's not as
important as maybe late winter. Moisture,
yeah, I mean, we're not in a bad spot, but you want to ideally you'd like to get those moisture reserves built up as you head into the growing season. It's never perfect, and we're not in a bad spot, but we could use some more. It'd be nice to get that subsoil moisture built up a little bit more than where it is right now.
Sure. What's going on at the center?
Oh, right now we're just kind of in that planning phase. We've got some meetings. We're going to be hosting a big meeting here on February 17th. Farmers and dealers can come in, and we're going to kind of go over some of the results of our trials from last year. It's basically we're hosting it for the Central Illinois DeKalb Asgro sales teams. So they've got some guest speakers of their own. They're going to be talking about some nitrogen management and just kind of some considerations on thinking about what we need to be looking at as far as inputs, looking at the markets this year and some considerations on input costs and things like that and where some adjustments can be made and some things to be thinking about, if you're looking at a place to cut inputs, where are you going to get the most bang for your buck and that type of thing. So they're going to be bringing in some of their agronomists and some of their district sales managers, and we'll be talking about some learning center stuff. So it'll be a morning program. We'll finish with lunch, wrap up like we typically do. So that'll be on February 17th.
And that's kind of a pretty important meeting. Those are kind of crunching the numbers for all the work you did last year.
Yeah, we'll talk about, like I said, a lot of the key trials that we did. I mean, we never there's not enough time to go over it all, and we'd put them to sleep if we did. But we try to pick a few out that we think are going to be the most interesting and go through. And then we put together in booklet form some of our key trials. Again, we don't do a lot of them. We try to mix it up a little bit every year. We do population and row spacing studies every year, but we don't summarize them and put them out every year.
Sure.
You know, we try to mix it up a little bit and keep things looking fresh. So this year we're putting together a lot of protocols around nitrogen management, some different strategies to be thinking about, some different tools for managing nitrogen and looking at how those are going to work. Cover crops, there's getting to be a lot of interest in this area around cover crops, so we're putting together some trials and demonstrations around cover crop systems and some things to be thinking about with cover crops and plant density, pest control, fertility, tillage studies, the whole nine yards out there. We try to cover just about every aspect of agronomic systems that we can, and when folks come out to visit the center, we ask them what they're interested in, and that's what we go out and take a look at.
Now, you've had kind of a chance to step back a little bit and take a look at a last growing season from last year, last crops from last year. What's kind of the general consensus now that you had time to kind of step back and take a look?
It was a very good year from a yield standpoint. Yields were very good. Some of the things that are typically limiting factors for us, like nitrogen, really weren't this year. We did, we always do a lot of nitrogen management studies, on the one hand, unfortunately, we really didn't get a lot of good data on nitrogen last year. That's the unfortunate part. The fortunate part is because nitrogen wasn't a limiting factor. I mean, there were, you know, the growing season was such that some little things that we typically don't worry, you know, have to worry about, those were more limiting factors. And so yields were excellent, you never, I mean, the joke that I always, kind of a lame joke, but the joke that I always tell farmers is, you know, come back, ask me in November, I'll tell you exactly how you should have grown your corn. You know, and so that's what, you know, that's what keeps us on our toes and keeps it interesting. You know, there is no one cookie cutter management strategy that we can just tell you to sure. go do.
If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
That's, right? Yeah, that's exactly right. So yeah, I mean, it was interesting to look at the results from last year. Like I said, very good yields. You know, we were well over 300 bushel on a lot of our plots. You know, and just by and large, it was a you know, obviously prices, you know, the market wasn't that great, but yields were, you know, it's always, every year's a little bit different, and you learn about something new every year, because Mother Nature sets up different conditions every time. So that's what I enjoy about the job.
Absolutely. What else is going on out there?
So, like I said, as far as Monmouth goes, we're just in the planning phase. You know, figuring out exactly what our protocols are going to be, where they're going to be. We've got a breeding group and a trait integration group, and so we all kind of coordinate and figure out, you know, where everybody's gonna have their plots and that type of thing. From a company standpoint, we've got a couple of programs going on that there's some application deadlines coming up. I think some people are probably familiar with the America's Farmers program that Monsanto's been sponsoring. One of the programs that's part of that is the Grow Ag Leaders program, and that deadline's coming up. It's a $1,500 scholarship for students that are going to be majoring in some area of agriculture, the deadline is actually February 1st. Now, if you're an FFA member, you probably already know about that, because what we do is partner up with the National FFA, and it's kind of rolled in with all of the other scholarships that you can apply for through the FFA. So the deadline for all of those scholarships is February 1st. But for this particular one, that's where you apply, is through the National FFA, but you do not have to be an FFA member to qualify. So it's important for students to know that. It's a $1,500 scholarship. February 1st is the deadline. You can go online. Like I said, you can go onto our Facebook page. You can Google Monmouth Learning Center, and we've got information on it there. You can Google Grow Ag Leaders. That'll get you there. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can find it. It's basically www.growagleaders.com, that'll take you there and get you all the information. This year we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of about $500,000 that Monsanto will be giving out in scholarships. So it's
awesome.
It's a great program, I'm really glad that they do that and that they partner with the FFA to help get it out to as many students as possible.
Sure.
The other one is the Grow Rural Education program. That one we've still got some time on that. The deadline is April 1st. And what that is a chance for farmers to nominate their local school for either a $10,000 or a $25,000 grant. And basically it is to help them update or support or build their science or math curriculum. I got some stats here. I hate to sound like I'm reading something, so I'll try to go through them. But I know last year there was a little over about $1.2 million that they gave out through this program. A little over $500,000 went to greenhouses and outdoor classroom learning environments, somewhere around a little over $300,000 for teacher and curriculum development for math and science, about $225,000 for scientific lab improvements for schools. And so they're expanding that. It was $1.2 million last year. It's going to be $2.3 million this year. It's there's a little over 1,300 counties in 40 states that are eligible. And, you know, since the program started, Monsanto's donated $7 million to schools through this program. So the catch is, like I said, a farmer has to nominate the school. Okay. So it's a great chance for farmers to support their school district. You just go submit an online online nomination or application, and then once you've done that, then the school has to, you know, kind of go on. Once the farmer has nominated them, then the school needs to go online and say specifically, you know, what they would like a grant for, and then they'll announce the winners in August. So there again, you can go to www.growruraleducation, all one word, growruraleducation.com, and once again, Google Monmouth Learning Center, Google America's Farmers. They've got that stuff kind of all on one website, and it links to all the different programs from there. So again, to $10,000 or $25,000 grant, and they can nominate schools up through April 1st.
Awesome! I'll tell you what, that's a couple of great programs. I've got a son in college, and every little bit helps. I'll tell you what, especially $1,500. That's a pretty good chunk for students.
Yeah, absolutely,
that's a good chunk.
Absolutely. And I'm a former high school ag teacher myself, FFA advisor. I've still got a soft, squishy spot in my heart for high school ag and FFA programs, and it really makes me feel good to see them doing these kinds of things, because these are great programs, and back when I was teaching, I had students that received the Monsanto scholarships, and obviously I work for Monsanto and I'm promoting that, but that FFA scholarship that we're partnering with, that program in general, it's one application. The FFA kind of rolls all these different scholarships into one application, and you basically submit one app, and anything that you're eligible for, you're automatically applying for. So it's a great deal. Like I said, I know FFA members, they already know about it. Their ag teacher has given them that information. But you don't have to be an FFA to qualify for those scholarships. So, get online and get applied.
We've got some great ag programs. We've had FFA kids from Monmouth Roseville, United, A-Town, West Central. We've got some great FFA programs around here and great FFA kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We put together, Vanessa's has had me on to talk about the some of the contests that we put together. We've got a fantasy farming challenge where we actually Rova FFA and Geneseo FFA both won that this year, and they each got a $1,000 check from us, from the Monmouth Learning Center, as well as an iPad for their chapter. So we're going to be running that contest again this year, so we've got most area schools involved.
Awesome. Great partnership between you guys and the FFAs.
Yep, we enjoy it.
All right, Troy, thanks for coming in. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right,
thank
you.
Find out what else is going on at the Learning Center. Troy Kazire, Monsanto Learning Center Manager here on 1330 WRAM. Coming up, let's hear from Brownfield.